This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette. Like this one.
I am wondering, is it rude to recline your seat back on flights where legroom is especially tight? I was on a flight last night where I reclined my seat just a little bit to take a nap. My upper back tends to hurt if I don't do this. However, the person behind me kept bumping the back of my seat and even put their foot up on the side of my armrest between the window and the seat. I get really annoyed when people bump the back of my seat. But I started thinking that maybe I am in the wrong because the seats are so tight they already don't have much room to move about. What is the proper etiquette when reclining your seat on a plane? This is a question that Lizzie and I have debated because it is such gray area. In fact, it's the grayest of gray area.
It's so gray.
It shouldn't be a problem for you to recline a seat that you've
purchased
and paid for, that reclines, that has a little button that invites you to create just a little more room for yourself. And at the same time, there is that reality of, in these increasingly tight and small spaces, the fact that that becomes an imposition on the person behind you, particularly at mealtimes, if they're working on a laptop.
Oh my gosh.
If anyone falls outside that very small space that you're prescribed, that you're renting for that brief period of time, and I feel my shoulders tightening because it's width, it's length, it's height, it's every direction that space has gotten smaller and smaller. We, my cousin Lizzie and I, despite sort of wrestling with this question, have come up with a couple of guidelines, things that we think about that I think are helpful when you're deciding how to navigate this grayest of gray area.
And one of the things to just simply remember is that technically the seats that you purchase can do this. And sometimes it just helps me to remember the reality of it, that like, hey, I bought in and technically this is potentially a part of the gig. I'm not saying that's polite. I'm just saying reality check. It's the reality of airplane seats. It's not going to change until they either stop the reclining or give us back some legroom. I think that it's considerate not to put your seat back if you can help it. I'll think about things like, can I put my tray table down and lean forward in order to get a bit of that relief, even for 5 or so minutes? How does that help me out? Can I adjust my hips down so that I'm getting a little of that angle and put like a sweater or something behind my back for support so that I can try to find that support within the confines of this seat right there? That would be my first go-to option.
If you know that you have back problems and it's possible, maybe you invest in that extra legroom seat.
If you need to recline your seat, let's say that this becomes an issue of need, I vote for turning around and letting the other person know that it won't be for long. That, I think, is one of the ways to just acknowledge that it's happening and say, I'm so sorry, I'm going to tilt it back just a little bit, give my back relief. I'm going to set a timer on my phone so that in half an hour, I'm going to put it up and it won't be in your face the whole time. I just think that that's reasonable given the constructs and confines of what you're dealing with and the situation you're dealing with. I know that if someone turned around and did that to me, I could say, okay, you know, like I can handle that for half an hour. Thank you. Go for it.
Less likely to put the tray up and down with ferocity.
Okay, that's such a great transition because the other thing was the bumping of the back. I fully admit I hate this, but it is really frustrating when you're getting these jabs all the time on the back of your head. It's not comfortable. And I say anything that a person can do to not grab, touch, or disturb the seat back in front of them is really important and it's good travel etiquette.
And feet are gross.
Oh, gosh.
If people could keep their feet off the armrest, that would be much appreciated. And this is rude behavior, the sort of exacting revenge by banging on the seat back or putting your foot up. And
I think sometimes when it comes to these kinds of super tight and confined situations, you almost get a little bit more license to remind people of when they are encroaching on your space and comfort. But it is in the how you do it.
The more we can all put a smile on our face, take a deep breath and give each other a little latitude, I think the better off we're all going to be in these tight spaces.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.